Hi,
Hey
Robert.
there. All right. Well, welcome to another exciting edition of Cambridge Inside Out. My name is Robert Winters.
Judy Nathans. We haven't been here in a little bit.
A few weeks. And today's July 6th. So happy Independence Day.
6 months from January 6th. I just heard that on the news.
So what a difference a half a year makes. So it's anyways, a lot of exciting things happening. We are now officially in the summer recess for Cambridge City Council and School Committee, but that doesn't mean things have stopped. There are actually
just the actual meeting.
This the regular general meetings are suspended until early August.
August 2nd,
okay. Which ironically, well, not ironically, coincidentally happens to also be the day when nominating signatures are due for candidates. And that, you know, I think in sort of just in terms of, you know, the talk around the civic water cooler. I think right now candidacy and municipal elections is sort of the topic of the day, to be sure. You know, it's not like I'm a person who's shy about talking about municipal elections.
No, you put it all over your website.
Yeah,
and I candidate campaign. You have candidate pages.
Yeah, and I try to, and I haven't, you know, I have to do some, I mean, individual candidates have been sending me things that I'm putting up on candidate pages, but I haven't solicited things from candidates yet. So there's some of them who I don't even have pages up for yet.
Do you do that as a rule? People you don't know, will you ask them to?
What I will do every couple, every 2 years when we get to this point, but usually I try not to jump the gun too much.
Right.
Try to wait till we're relatively clear who the candidates are going to be.
Well, it would be by the end of this month, they'd have to have the signature.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But, you know, there are some people who, you know, former city councils, for example, who may yet decide to run or not. There have been past candidates who may or may not decide to run. I do my best at guessing who I think are going to be strong possibilities, but we don't really know until we're there. Right now we have now, I think 17
you said,
people have pulled papers for the city council race and four for the school committee race.
That's hopefully they're going to get, because now there's an opening.
They will be five. Rachel Weinstein, I heard, is out of town, but I'm sure as soon as she comes out of vacation, she'll be
I read something where she said she is.
I don't think that was ever really in doubt, but today's news was that school committee member Monika Bowman has chosen not to run again, you know, and which is significant for no other reason than the fact that she was top vote getter last time around.
You know, well, so 109 votes more than Emily Dexter.
Emily Dexter, exactly. So,
and I don't think she'll try again.
No, no. There's plenty of votes to be shared around, but not very many candidates seem to be jumping out yet. I mean, it's only July 6th. They have until August 2nd to submit, to pull nomination papers and submit the required.
It's been a hard year, though, for school.
Yeah, I mean, I think
the school department because of COVID and who knows.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, there are multiple factors that might dissuade people from seeking a school committee seat. One is it's just been a tough row to hoe for 2 years. So, you know, but five of the incumbents have decided they want to, you know, give it another shot. So, you know, so that says something. You know, it's not always the most cordial environment to be living in, you know, not just because of other members of the committee, but also just the
teachers' union.
Dealing with the unions, hostility from public. So oftentimes,
and especially parents this past year, which is understandable. It was really, I think, too long not to have any kind of in-person stuff for the older kids. But that's my opinion.
I mean, nobody has more skin in the game than parents with children in the school system, and so they get they tend to get a little more worked up than people who do it at city council meetings. Really, honestly, so you know. But it's you know, we have a kind of a general problem, I think, in terms of candidacies. especially in local elections, it's not something that seems to draw people just purely out of goodwill necessarily. I'm thinking primarily of the city council races now. So there seems to be a bit of a bias for people, candidates who are you know, kind of at the pretty hard left end of the spectrum coming out as candidates.
Oh yeah.
Wow. You know, and mm-hmm. and you know, in if the election was determined just by, you know, the weight of hard left leaning candidates, then you might see a pretty interesting city council coming up. You know, but you know, we'll see what happens. I think the fact that there's an open seat because Tim Toomey on the mm-hmm. city council side opted out. You know, I mean, he sort of asked me to put the word out when you know, officially. I mean, everybody who knew him knew that he was not sure. running, and that's been known for months. But you know, it wasn't sort of, you know, publicly known. So mm-hmm. he slipped an envelope under my door, literally under my door, or he or someone on his behalf with a note. You know, when the meeting adjourned on June 28th, the city council meeting, and only after the meeting adjourned,
could put you this out in
the public, because he didn't. Yeah. It says something about Tim. He didn't really want everybody to sort of get all schmaltzy and, oh, Tim, and thank you for your service and this and that.
Well, that will happen eventually.
It'll happen, but it'll happen.
It'll happen in the late fall when they totally hand over the reins, right?
Or in December when.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. Last meeting, you know, you hand somebody the ceremonial gavel and you do a lot. You give them a chair.
It's the fall, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we'll wait till that happens. But you know, I mean, I thought there are some councillors who want to turn it into a whole media event, you know, when they choose not to seek re-election, and other people just want to quietly go back to living
their lives. Who's the last one to turn it into a media event?
Well, there's they issue the press release, and then they make an announcement on the floor of the city council, and they have the family and friends all there.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I don't remember. I can't think of anyone.
Well, I can definitely say that has happened. But I'd rather not say the names because
the last person I know that was Jan Devereaux. That's the last person.
I don't think that was like a big.
She quietly
left.
All right. Okay.
But you know, it's I don't think city council seats or school committee mm-hmm. seats should be viewed as lifetime jobs. I mean, I think it's great that we have a person or two who will sit in the seat for decades because institutional memory is good.
Yes.
But I don't think it would be a very healthy situation if there were too many people who stayed there for very, very long. I think it kind of is somewhat dependent on refreshing.
So you don't think, so Tim Toomey, you don't think he stayed too long?
You know, honestly, he performed a rather important function when he was, you know, a lot of people criticized him for having two jobs. You know, he was in the House, the State House, as well as the City Council. But that was actually really, really useful mm-hmm. in terms of forwarding legislation and you know, being our sort of man on the on Beacon Hill.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Marjorie Decker, in many respects, plays that role today, but she's not on the City Council anymore. But you know, it is good to have some sort of a connection there.
Yeah, but when she became a representative,
she didn't hold the two seats.
And what about Sondra Graham? Wasn't she a representative?
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Did she also hold a seat, or did she leave?
Yes, she was. She was.
She was both.
She was dual. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's not unprecedented. I mean,
there was a model for that. Yeah. Well, also, it wasn't this full time expected job. I mean, the city council, and it's kind of blossomed into that.
Treated as a full-time job,
but salary indicates that it's gone up, you know, to be and plus having a personal aide.
Allows one the luxury to hold it as a full-time job,
right?
You know,
especially
with
if there's another income coming in your family, that is
right, and then that's often how it works, you know.
When
they started moving and trending in that direction, I objected. I didn't think that was necessarily a good thing. I think it functions better as a part-time job.
It's become little fiefdoms and, you know, but I don't even go there. You know how I feel about that, but that's, you've brought up the point, and I have to sort of honor that, cause I always see the salary, oh, it's so high. And you say, well, the standard of living in this city to live here is high. And it is true. I mean, what they make is considered actually that's the median income. although to me it's still high. I mean, you know, it's in the 80s, right. But so yeah, okay. But
right, so
anyway,
so,
it still should be a part-time job. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it would be better yeah. that way. And yeah. I think that from a functional point of view, in terms of what you actually mm-hmm. do on the job, it, yeah. it is. It just
and,
is.
And they and when they compare us to all these other cities a lot of times, or even our neighboring cities, they make nothing compared to what we make.
Right.
Exactly. And I'm not including Boston because that's a whole other animal.
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, I think it might yeah. be an appropriate thing to just mention yeah. right now who yeah. the people who have pulled papers are.
Oh yeah, let's go look at a screen, not look
so
at ours.
Let's take a look here. Okay. So is all that right. all visible here now?
Yeah, maybe can you make it bigger on your end, like on the computer or like zoom it in a little larger?
You know, I'm sure there's a way to do that. Let's see, is that a little better?
Hopefully. It's 110%. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's good, right yeah, there. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. So basically what we've got here is, mm-hmm. and what I do is I list these in the order in which people actually showed up to pull papers, right?
All right.
You know, sometimes I put the dates on when they pulled papers, but really right. only the last three were pulled last Friday, though all of them were on opening day on Thursday otherwise.
So somebody's already gotten signatures. Look at that. Huh.
Yeah. So in order, it was, you know, and it's a mix of incumbents and challengers. So it's Denise mm-hmm. Simmons, Joe McGuirk, Jeevan, Sabrina Wheeler, Patty Nolan, Quentin Zondervan, Sumbul Siddiqui, France Pierre, Mark McGovern, Alana Mallon, Nicola Williams, Robert Extut, I hope that's the right pronunciation, Paul yeah. Toner, Dana Bullister, Roy Ribitsky, who corrected my spelling of his name, thank you very much,
okay.
Theodora Skiatis, and Greg Morey.
Greg Morey. Yeah.
I'm going to make a editorial mm-hmm. comment on this, which is that mm-hmm. I respect everybody's right to pull papers and to file signatures and run, but honestly, there are candidates who do not add to the culture, of politics or civics, yeah. And mm-hmm. I'm kind of wish, it kind of makes a bit of a mockery of things. So
because he comes to forums. Because they're supposed to be all, it just takes up space.
Right. That's yeah. right. And so, I hate to, mm-hmm. I want to be, I try my best to be impartial about it, but I just have to be honest about that. It's just not helpful.
I know.
And then Dennis Carlone. And so we've got all eight of the incumbents who are choosing to run, uh-huh. Plus into the nine challengers, there's likely to be more to come. But we don't know yet. There are some people who have run in the past who may yet decide to run, but we don't know.
Do you know anything about these newcomers like Dana and Roy?
I've met Dana. Well, I met her when she was pulling papers, but I recognized her. I said, "Hi, you're Dana, aren't you?" She goes, "Oh, yeah, hi." Yeah. I believe she was originally either encouraged by or is in some ways supported by Nadeem Mazin.
You mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, I believe, he's at least written a check to her campaign. I don't know what that means, because I think one of the things that's starting to happen here is there is a kind of it's been happening for the last several election cycles, mm-hmm. which is the growth of political action committees and political organizations that are focused on endorsement of candidates.
Like slates and stuff, yeah.
Like slates, yeah. Mm-hmm. And in the old days, it was principally the Cambridge Civic Association. Actually, let me just mention the four school committee candidates far.
Yeah.
So Aisha Wilson, mm-hmm. David Weinstein, Jose Luis Rojas Villarreal, and then Freddie Fantini. And it's one of the nice things about going to check on things. I actually run into some of these folks when they're pulling papers. So,
And it's interesting because, and David Weinstein, he actually did not win the last time, but he was the next up after Emily resigned.
Right. So he was a Libra.
Yes.
Yeah. He was a vacancy fill placement. So
it's interesting to see where all these votes are going.
There were candidates called Christopher Lim who were school committee candidates last time around.
I think I voted somewhere for him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought he was a great candidate who might choose to step up, especially now that it's public that there's a vacancy.
Yeah.
I haven't put them all in there, but I do definitely put up the candidate pages based on not just who's pulled papers, but based on
You have some here that were possibles that are not listed, like this Santos Carrasquillo. Is he?
Who I believe has pulled papers.
Oh, was he in your list? I didn't see it.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. And but wait, Elon Levy, Craig Kelly, I don't think he's running, but it's a possibility.
Wait, Burhan Azim, was he in the list too? I didn't see it.
I don't know if he's pulled papers yet, but he's certainly
he
running.
Because he declared he was. Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely running. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's right. There's a difference.
Jeff McNary had said he would, but I don't know that he is. I see. You know, but for the most part, it's a reasonably, reasonably known group of candidates.
Right. Okay.
There could be some surprises yet. You know.
Yes.
If for no other reason than to keep me entertained.
Do you have to pay money to pull papers? You have to file.
No.
No.
It costs you $0. But you do have to file 50 valid signatures, and
that's
not. As one candidate discovered today, you have to make absolutely sure that you get the headers and everything in the nomination papers right. Like, for example, if you start collecting signatures, but you fail to put in the name of the candidate, then they cannot accept those because, it's like giving a blank check, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry who's running here. Just sign the papers and we'll fill in so-and-so's name later. No, you can't do that. So you want to be really careful. You're supposed to notarize the papers. There are some rules.
And you can't sign more than one person's.
You could, but it only gets credited to the first person who turns it in. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you want to be, so it's helpful. It's a smart move to get them in earlier than later because you might have them disqualified otherwise.
Right.
Usually the election commission staff is really helpful. If you put in a bunch of signatures and they can identify those who, if they could on the spot, identify people who've already been credited, they'll put an X through them. And you just got to get 50.
They have to be a registered voter. Yes,
they must be registered voters
of Cambridge.
And there have been people who, in a foolish way, have gone onto street corners and just had people sign the papers,
not knowing
they just didn't bother to ask the right questions. I mean, and if you say, "Are you a registered voter?" they might be registered in Boston or Watertown.
Are you registered in Cambridge?
Yeah, it's pretty simple, really. Yeah. And you should check them because all the candidates get a copy of the voter list.
Oh,
and if they don't have it, they can ask me. I'll get it to you.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so I got it. I just updated my database, which has
you do pay for that, don't you?
No, I get it only because I do other services
Right, but I think I know when I've done canvassing and stuff that the campaigns have to pay to get some of this stuff. No,
The candidates get it for free.
Okay.
But if you were a marketing person who was selling T-shirts and you wanted to get access to it,
I didn't know the candidate. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it depends on, what your purpose is, right?
Sure.
You know,
this is just for campaigns.
But what I do is I merge it with all of the voter history records going back to late 90s.
Okay.
So, not that it's all that valuable to know that far back, quite honestly. Yeah. I do it more for fun.
Yeah.
How many people here's a quiz question of the day. How many people, how many registered voters in Cambridge right now, as of this moment or as of this week, have not missed a single citywide election?
Oh, you're asking. I know that's
1997.
Very few. What, 5, 10?
No. You lowballed a little too much there.
Oh, okay.
There are 67,000 voters. It's dropped from the federal election year. It always does.
Right. 67,000 registered voters, but they don't vote all the time.
That's exactly right. Right. Yeah. But it did drop, and
oh, so you
it
have
does
a current,
fluctuate.
You have a current list of how many registered voters we have?
Yeah, it's valid as of June 28th.
And it's 67,000?
About 67, yeah.
That's a lot.
67. Well, it was 70 some odd thousand before.
Really?
So it's dropped. Yeah, to be sure. I'm not going to look around too much here. 67,733 as of last week.
And usually the highest I've seen in a municipal election is what? The last time was 24,000
people? In terms of voters, I think in the federal election last year, there were 73,384 registered voters. So it's actually dropped, between 5,000 and 6,000.
No, but I meant that vote in a municipal election.
Who actually will vote. So we've actually been riding higher than usual.
Right.
The last two municipal elections.
We
had dropped down to a historic low.
Like 17,000 or something like that. I remember
we actually went down as low as 13,000.
Wow.
I think it was around 2001 or thereabouts.
Ooh.
And then, you know, it was kind of part of it was the disruption of after rent control. There was a lot of people moved away or came here. The new voters don't necessarily vote in municipal elections until a few cycles would go by. Eventually, those numbers started to rebound. We were probably cruising at about 17,000, 18,000 or so. And then we jumped to 22. In 2017, there were a lot of candidates, a lot of interesting candidates, and a lot of hardworking candidates, and that helped drive the numbers up. And I didn't know whether it was going to go up or down, but it actually
went up
pretty steady.
Wasn't it 24 or something? 22?
No. For the municipal, it was about 22 again.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a lot of speculation now. Depending upon what happens with the state legislature in terms of access to what they call no excuse absentee voting, or which is essentially the mail-in voting that we saw right now. I believe the story is that there is something has been approved by the Senate. They want to extend the current no excuse voting, early voting through December 15th, and that would include municipal elections. That's under basically an extension of the COVID regulations, even though COVID should be less of a factor by now. But the House has voted to make mail-in voting permanent, but only for even year elections. So we have bit of a disconnect. Well, it's because they are legislators and they can vote to do things, and they chose to vote that way. So whether they iron this out in a conference committee and come out with whatever the...
Is that when they're up for election, the even year elections?
Yes. So for them,
Self-promoting.
Well, yeah, but the thing is there's also funding associated with this. So they may have just decided that they don't want to fund every, 300 some odd cities and towns for their various elections to
early voting. Well, that's a good point. Yeah, I think it should be up to a city or town if they want to do it, right?
You could give them the right to do it, and then they might have to cover the costs, whatever the added costs are. There are things that could be done. So but the point is that the legislature still has not decided. So there are campaigns, because I know because I met with some of them who are actively presuming early voting and targeting people to
Municipal.
For the municipal election. And
I think if you have mail-in voting and a drop-off option, that should be enough. But
we don't know whether we'll have that. That's the
point. Then when will we know anything?
But that's what no excuse absentee voting is basically
so
mail-in voting.
So when are they
going to
decide that?
Ask the legislature. I don't know.
I thought it had to be done by the end of this month. No,
it probably does. It probably does. And the thing is you cannot delay this too far down the road, because you are putting an enormous burden on local elections officials.
Yeah, right.
They need to know now. Even last year in the presidential elections,
and the
state primaries leading up to that.
Yeah.
There was a real concern about ballots not getting in time, because the deadlines were so close to the elections. That's why a lot of people were using those drop boxes, because
and also because the whole thing with the post office and all the
really wasn't effective. I mean, our local post office was very helpful and very Johnny on the spot for all of it.
Right, but
they were actually, when they were pulling ballots and trucking them directly over to the election commission.
They were
very helpful.
Okay.
But if you're a voter, you don't know these things. So you get very worried. And the elections they have to process a lot of these things. They actually have to mail out the ballots once the applications are
received. That's right. I don't know.
Every delayed deadline is a problem, and that's just all there is to it. It's a problem. So we don't know yet. And there is this question, if 22K was sort of what we were hitting for municipal election turnout, Will that go down because there's been a lot of people who are who were living here but are now in but are in school but are now actually in Kentucky? You know, are they going to vote absentee because are they registered here or are they now registered right. there?
That's right.
What about occupancy in buildings? There's been a lot of ups and downs. It's not clear how steady the population.
It seems to me that for a municipal election, that I mean, I think elections, I think there should be more than one day to vote. I do think that in general, but I think that if it's, what is it, 7 a.m. to 8 o'clock?
Yeah, I mean, you vote, you know, we have like a 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
And if you're legitimately not going to be around, yeah, you can vote early.
But you can do absentee voting.
And you can do absentee anyway.
As long as you have a reason, you know.
That's right, and I don't think they really press you on that anyway.
I don't think so, not really.
No.
So, so anyway, we'll see how many people really come out to vote.
Right.
I'm more inclined to think that it won't change too much from last year, but that's based entirely on intuition.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things we should talk about, but I think, you know, just because of the moment,
we just have a minute left.
The second half.
Yeah.
Is some of the stories about what's happened with the New York results. With choice voting.
Yes.
You know, it has a relationship to us only because we are kind of the, you know, we are the upstream headwaters for the salmon of ranked choice voting.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Maine too. Maine is.
Well, but that's much later on.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
But we are the ones who've done this longest. Okay. And, you know, so it does sort of come to us.
All right.
You know,
so we have about 20 seconds left and we will have our.
Right. So we're coming up. We'll talk a little bit about New York City elections.
Yeah,
there are some things that actually have been happening with our local legislature as well, and you know,
right,
plenty
okay
to talk about.
All and right. Hopefully there won't be any thunderstorms, so we'll see
we
to affect our transmission. Yeah, okay,
exactly.
See you
all
soon.
Right, see you then.